Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Well, I'm Dan here at our network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, an investigative reporter who had lived in Israel for 30 years. But because he was doing investigations and getting very close to the center of power there and pointing out how they were indiscriminately murdering people to maintain their positions, because of the death threats against him, Barry had to come to the United States, and we try to get him on a regular basis to keep us abreast of what's really going on in Israel today. Barry, you pick up the story.
Well, I'm going to start with, I think it's a rumor, but it's spreading all over the place, and I can't confirm it. Nonetheless, it's significant, so I'm going to tell you that when Hillary Clinton was in Israel last week, apparently her convoy was attacked with machine gun fire, I believe. Now, again, according to the source I received, and this source is everybody's source now, so keep that in mind. Well, apparently Israel Radio announced the attack on midnight of, I believe it was a week today, I believe it was Thursday, that Clinton's convoy was attacked, and then the item was dropped and never mentioned again. Look, the analysis of this attack by this site is so dumb that I'm quite prepared to say that it may not be true, but nonetheless, I mean, what they said is that Israel arranged an attack on Clinton to take the focus off domestic political meltdown and blame Iran, and they said the same reason is why they killed six of their citizens in Bulgaria, and this is baloney. So from that point of view, it may just be a false report, but you should know it. I think it's significant enough to mention. Now let's go to Romney and Netanyahu. Look, I was on a radio show, and we discussed the fact that Romney was going to arrive in Jerusalem on July 29th, coming right up. And what he said, it was a ploy to win Jewish voters. Again, I don't know why people just don't think things out. The Jewish vote going to Romney might be 20%, and it's not a very big vote to begin with. The fact is that Romney, by showing up in Jerusalem, is winning all kinds of Christian voters, and their numbers are like 70 million. And any Christian who supports Israel, well, Romney doesn't have to go on a trail and explain to them one by one that he's a supporter of Israel. He shows up. He's very warm with the Netanyahu, and that's it. He wins a lot more of, well, let's just say, of the Christians who do support Israel, and there seems to be quite a number, he wins that vote. Forget the Jewish vote. It matters in like a couple of states, Florida, New York possibly, but even then, Obama is going to win 80% of the Jewish vote. That's just coming. Romney doesn't even need the Jewish vote. He needs the Christian vote. Thus, he is in Jerusalem. But when he meets with Netanyahu, have I got a story to tell you? Are we ready for you? Already know it. The listeners, I don't think.
All right, go for it.
Well, did you know that Benjamin Netanyahu, this was in the late 70s, he worked for something called the Boston Consulting Group as an advisor. A new firm headed by one Ira Magaziner, I'm going to say it now and I'll prove it later, of the Council on Foreign Relations. But that wasn't the big deal. Look, it was a very strange thing that this guy would take a job for 150 grand a year and then return to Israel and sell furniture, because that's what happened. But we'll get to that shortly. Let's now go in to a very uncanny so-called coincidence. Another corporate advisor working, well, on the same floor. Netanyahu admitted that to Vanity Fair, that sure, I knew him, he knew me, and then he qualifies with it. I suppose they knew each other well. They worked together. Mitt Romney was also a corporate advisor of the Boston Consulting Group in the late 70s and worked hand in hand at the same position as Benjamin Netanyahu. Let that sink in. There are coincidences and there are things that are getting way beyond coincidence. But the point is, you have got the current Prime Minister of Israel greeting the upcoming candidate for the American presidency in Jerusalem, and what on earth are the odds that they worked together hand in hand and knew each other? Now, look, I have to put this in perspective, and then we'll get to the likelihood that this is, that both of them weren't chosen and groomed and given a lot of power. Look, Ira Magaziner, we'll start with him, the boss of this new Boston Consulting Group. He's a very prominent member of the CFR and, in fact, was President Clinton's health advisor. That's the boss. As for Netanyahu, well, I wrote an article, it's called Netanyahu and Olmert's Deep Secrets, and well, it's on my website, barrychamish.com. The point is, Netanyahu has been reported by the CFR's annual report in 1988 and 1992. He was an actual member of the CFR. Again, if you believe this, and I do, I mean, why would someone go to the trouble of making up a false CFR report? That means that Magaziner started in the CFR, Netanyahu followed, and then, you know, I got this quote from Ron Paul, but it's all over the place. Mitt Romney joined the CFR after Netanyahu.
Okay, we'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shaman. But of course, Mitt is not at least acknowledged on this CFR membership. We'll be right back.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or biosuperfood@hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way. The only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and Barry is talking about Mitt Romney being a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and it may very well be. Certainly they drop out if they're going to be running for prominent political office.
Oh, no, he's still a member.
Is he still a member?
He sure is. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I was thinking Netanyahu, but go ahead.
Oh, Netanyahu dropped out. But look, as Vanity Fair, in a kind of revealing article from this month, noted that Netanyahu, well, he showed up at the CFR 2 years ago and has spouted out his usual, he just shouted out that he is the right-wing conservative prime minister of Israel and that you folks have got to step in line and all this kind of stuff. It was all a show, but as Vanity Fair noted, Netanyahu's ties to the CFR are very, very active to this day. I don't think they understood what that meant, but what the heck. Now, you've got a situation. Well, look, here's a quote, by the way. No, I'm just going to go into my research. I won't bore you with more quotes. The grooming of Netanyahu, I've covered this for years, and my goodness, the CFR put him in power. Look, he gets hired to Boston Consulting in the late 70s, and he is earning a terrific salary. Now, he is doing just terrific, but then he quits the job in 79, returned to Israel to sell furniture at, well, it's called RIM. It used to be a very, well, for an Israeli furniture company, it was one of the biggest. What he was doing was throwing away 150 grand to make 15,000 selling ottomans and sofas and whatever else at the RIM company. Now, look, no, he just said that he couldn't stay away from Israel, and that's why he made this sacrifice that his country was more important than a salary. Nobody is that patriotic. Nobody. But lo and behold, 6 months after he arrives in Israel, he organizes a terror, well, an anti-terror conference. Where did he get the money to organize this conference to begin with? Not from his 15,000 at Rim Furniture. But quite inexplicably, the CFR sent a team of their biggest guns to support his conference. Now, they included George Bush Sr., who was not CFR at the time. He was the director of the CIA. But CFR members Richard Pearl and George Shultz flew all the way to Israel for this unknown 27-year-old little conference. Now, you have to understand, Netanyahu did have a much more capable brother, Yoni, who the only Israeli soldier to die in Entebbe and in 76. And lo and behold, this is my opinion, but I really suspect that his defense minister, Ehud Barak, who was also at Entebbe, had plenty to do with the end of Yoni Netanyahu, who was going on to big things. Once you had, and by the way, that was Bibi Netanyahu's only claim to fame. Well, he gets, you know, the top of the CFR to come to his conference, gets headlines, and then he goes back to selling furniture for 3 years, when voila, in 1982, the Washington ambassador, that was Moshe Adams, invited him to be his deputy. Now look, he's selling furniture. There are bureaucrats in the foreign ministry who have worked for decades to claim, the second highest, diplomatic post. Washington is the number one embassy in the world for Israel. And he's now the deputy ambassador. And they wanted Aarons to explain why he was bringing in a furniture salesman. Now, Aarons, you know what? I think he just told the truth. He said that, the quote is that those who came to his convention were very impressed with his performance, meaning primarily Bush and Shultz pressed Aarons to bring Netanyahu to Washington. And from there, they just pushed his career higher and higher. Shultz chaired another anti-terror convention in Washington in 85, and supposedly organized by Netanyahu. And then he was off to the UN. And when Netanyahu was the Israeli UN ambassador, Shultz visited him every time he was in New York. And that was often. If people don't understand why their leader isn't listening to the Israeli people, well, of course not. He's taking orders from the CFR and has been his entire career. But you have to ask yourself, legitimately, you have to ask yourself, what are the odds that of the two advisors of Ira Magaziner's new company, Boston Consulting, in a day or two, the American presidential candidate will be meeting the Prime Minister of Israel, both at the very same time were advisors to Boston Consulting. What are the odds of this? Come on. One in a million, a billion, what are the odds of this? The fact remains, I proved that Netanyahu was groomed to power, and if somebody would take the time, by the CFR, by the way, if somebody would take the time on Mitt Romney, they'd have the same story, American style. They were both groomed, and they were funded for power.
Well, I can certainly believe that, and I think that they were moving us towards where we are today, and this is going to be a crisis situation. Go right ahead.
Well, any American dumb enough or desperate enough to vote Romney is going to be rewarded with a CFR groom lackey, right? And that is coming up. And people don't understand what they're voting for. They may as well stay home. And you get one, you get the other. They're both. Look, you can put a right-wing spin on Romney and a left-wing spin on Obama, but the policies, they're following the same guidelines and the same orders. And that policy led to President Bill Clinton, Ira Magaziner's boss. He was the health advisor to Bill Clinton of the CFR. Well, all you can say is you're not getting a free choice here, all right? Just outright, the same gang is running Washington, and if you vote Romney, you'll get Obama. What's the point of voting? Now, I'm going on to another issue that happened the same week. That's another former Likud Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, was acquitted of major corruption charges. That was last week, 9 days ago. Now, these were really serious. Look, I'm not going to go into the crime. It was a real estate. It was just a real estate fraud. By the way, a la American banks. The same formula where you just steal from the people who invested in you, and he was going to go to jail. But lo and behold, he's acquitted. Now, this was seen as an unexplainable victory for Olmert. Now, let me put a little background into that. And this is it's not easy to follow, and I'll do my best here. This was not Olmert's first escape from major fraud charges, leaving others to shoulder the blame. In the Holy Land scandal, that's the real estate scandal in Jerusalem, he's got all kinds of partners who will go to prison, but he won't. And he will repay them in time. Olmert is a complete fraud artist. He is really, really crooked. Now, in the late 80s, Olmert committed mass fraud when he was the co-treasurer of the Likud party. Now, he was charged with the crime, and again, it was electioneering fraud, taking way more than what the government permitted per donor and pocketing it, and you have to have some sort of conscience if you're going to be a treasurer, in this case of the Likud party. But apparently they chose him because he has no conscience and can raise money. Now, he had a partner. The co-treasurer of the Likud party at the time was Menachem Atzmon. He took the rap for Olmert, said Olmert didn't do anything, and it was all my idea, and everything was kept from him. So Olmert beat the rap, but Atzmon sat in prison for over 3 years, which Olmert should have done. This was serious, serious, well, thievery, just outright thievery. Well, apparently Olmert paid his partner in crime very well for taking the rap. But this is where it gets a little shocking, and follow with me. It led directly to 9/11. All right, now follow closely. Menachem Atzmon sat in prison from 96 to 99. When he was released, apparently he was very well rewarded, because he took over a firm called ICTS. Go on the internet, look up ICTS. They bought a company in America called Huntley USA, which was responsible for security at the Newark and Logan Airport. That one is in Boston. The problem is, now first of all, let's just start from the beginning. What are the odds that a convicted defrauder spend over 3 years in prison, would get out of prison and have the funds available to buy this Lehigh United States, Huntley United States, USA. But not only that, that the Boston and Newark airports wouldn't object when he took over their security. Look, in a normal world, the odds of this being mere coincidence, well, again, one in a million, one in a billion. I mean, what a success story. The only problem is that come 9/11, the flights, well, UAL 175, American Airlines 11, and UAL the famed 93 that crashed in Pennsylvania, they all departed from either Newark or Logan airports. Now, you have to understand what Menachem Atzmon was in charge of at both Newark and Logan airports. He was in charge with inspection of passports and visa, searching cargo. Oh, I'll be right back. I hear the music.
All right, we'll be right back with the... And in just a moment here at American Freedom.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com. www.bioshipping.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Network, and what Barry's really talking about this morning is the fact that I hear this fellow, he's convicted of criminal activity and sent to prison in Israel. And then, of course, he comes to America, and he's affiliated with security at several of our airports from which the planes flew on the morning of September 11th. Isn't that interesting? Of course, the hijackers supposedly were on board those planes, and they were supposedly going to either crash into the World Trade Center or other activities that morning. There were four planes that were supposedly hijacked, and two of them flew into the World Trade Center, one theoretically into the Pentagon, another crashed at Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I don't believe any of this happened at all, as we've been told, but this is the story that's told to the American people, how these Palestinians outwitted all
They weren't Palestinians, they were Saudi Arabians.
You're absolutely right. These Saudi Arabians outwitted all of our intelligence forces. We had no idea what was going to happen. We had no idea who these people were. But the day after it happened, we had their names, their histories, all the information about them was available to our intelligence agencies the day after it happened, but not before it happened. If you believe that, you believe everything. Basically, these people, many of them have been tracked by our intelligence agencies, who knew exactly what was going to happen and the day it was going to happen. And, of course, these people from Israel were at least tied in to what happened that day, being in charge of security at certain of the air bases there. Anyway, go ahead, pick this story. Before we
go ahead,
Barry, I want you to tell people how they get in touch with you and your organization.
Well, you get my books, and I've covered this. Netanyahu's CFR grooming, all the way back to my book, Save Israel. They're all available at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. It'll take you to the books. My website is barrychamish.com, and there is a PayPal button, and I'm a very, very grateful recipient to anyone who, what can you say? This is all I do. I write, and I hope it's doing some good. I have very many discouraging moments, but you can help me continue that by going to barrychamish.com. It's on the main page. Now, let us go back to Menachem Asmon. He was in charge not only of passports, but also of cargo. Without Asmon in charge of Newark and Logan airports, 9/11 couldn't have happened. Couldn't have. He was given just an awful assignment. The fact of the matter is he did it very well, and four planes took off. Look, when it comes to the World Trade Center, one flight was supposed to hit Building 7. And, it didn't. It fell in Pennsylvania. What happened at 5:20 in the afternoon gives away the fraud of 9/11. At 5:20 in the afternoon, in the shadows of the smoldering buildings 1 and 2, Building 7 came down in a perfect controlled demolition. Look, you couldn't have got the engineers in there. It takes weeks to get a building 47 floors to come down in a straight line. And they did it. The only conclusion, only, is that it was supposed to have been hit by Flight 93. It got somehow felled in Pennsylvania. The building was filled with explosives. Fire marshals were starting to snoop around They had to get rid of the evidence, so they brought down the building.
Well, of course, earlier in the day, the Twin Towers had come down perfectly.
That was some planes.
No major building in America has ever collapsed, in this manner simply because of fire in it. It just doesn't happen. But that's what happened, not only to the South Tower, but the North Tower. They didn't fall to the right. They didn't fall to the left. They fell symmetrically, floor by floor. But, of course, if you look at the pictures of what happened, you find that there were massive explosions in the building. I mean, parts of the building flying 600 or 700 feet to the side. How would you do that if this was simply a fire in the building and a pancake collapse? And the pancake collapsed at every floor? It wouldn't happen that way. I mean, basically what you saw, if you look at the pictures of the coming down of the Twin Towers, is the dissolution of the tops of the buildings, and then, of course, the buildings falling symmetrically as the cement is vaporized. I mean, you see these massive clouds of cement. I mean, you wouldn't vaporize cement if this was a pancake collapse. You would only vaporize it if there were explosions there. But you go right ahead, Barry.
I would just stick with Building 7. That alone, well, that's the key to Buildings 1 and 2. Forget sure. Buildings 1 and 2. America thinks a plane crashed into them and the steel melted. But Building 7, there was no plausible reason for it being felled unless it was to get rid of the evidence. And I'm going to say it again. Look, what it comes down to is that Americans are going to be voting for a CFR-groomed lackey just like Netanyahu. But the suspicious and direct ties between Olmert's corruption and 9/11 is extreme. Well, it's not well known, and I don't know why not. But my goodness, the people running Israel, what they have got the poor Israeli people into, a major crime where thousands died. The man in charge of security was Olmert's co-treasurer at the Likud party in the late 80s, Menachem Atzmon. Now, let me tell you a little about Olmert. Olmert was the last prime minister before Netanyahu. He took over from Sharon in 2005, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it was January 2005. Here's what happened. In December, a couple weeks before, Ariel Sharon had tea in the Knesset, a private meeting with Shimon Peres. And within a half an hour, he collapsed, was taken to the hospital, and couldn't even remember his own name. He had a major stroke. But look, what the doctors did, they said, after a day, they said, you're fine, go home, but we did discover a hole in your heart. It's a very minor operation. It'll take 2-3 hours. I hear the music. You have to.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest is morning, Barry Shamish. This is the last segment of our program. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, let's go back to Sharon and how Olmert became prime minister. He wasn't near the top of the Likud list. He was, I think, number 11 or in that area. But Sharon had a stroke after drinking tea with Peres. And, well, it took about 2 days, but one way or another, Sharon survived, and they discovered a hole in his heart. He had to come back for a minor operation. Now, look, once you've had a stroke, you want to be nearby your hospital. In the case of Sharon, that was Hadassah in Jerusalem, where they did the procedure. But no, the doctors recommended that he relax at his ranch in the Negev. All right, that already is beyond stupidity. That looks like deliberation. But the day before, that was early January 2005, that he was supposed to go back to Hadassah and fix the hole in his heart, a minor procedure. Well, Olmert shows up at his home the evening before, and one way or another gets Sharon to sign a little bill that while he's in the hospital, Olmert would take over the prime ministership of Israel. Olmert gets this signature again to Sharon, who isn't suspecting that Olmert is working with Peres to kill him. He signs it. 2-3 hours later, Sharon has a complete heart failure. Now, here is the interesting part. He's the prime minister of Israel. Naturally, he's going to be helicoptered to Hadassah Hospital in like 10, 15 minutes. Or he would go to Soroka Hospital in Be'er Sheva, also 10 or 15 minutes by car. Instead, he gets into his car, and he is guarded by Yoram Rubin. He is the shooter of Yitzhak Rabin. He worked with Peres to kill Rabin, and is now working with Peres to kill Sharon. It takes an hour and a half to get to Jerusalem. They get Sharon into the hospital, and who is waiting for him there but Shimon Peres? The same gang that killed Rabin. Well, they didn't quite kill Sharon. He's in the hospital waiting for a brain transplant. He's still alive, if you call it living. But because he didn't leave the hospital, Olmert got to be prime minister of Israel. He used attempted murder, and he got to be prime minister of Israel. Now, as for, true story, by the way, not made up, as for what happened with Netanyahu. Netanyahu, this I got from a current member of Netanyahu's cabinet, Eli Yishai. He invited me over. He sent someone over to look at my documentation of the Rabin assassination. This, I believe, was in 97, if I'm not mistaken. I show him the documents, and he gets very excited. He phones Yishai, and he says, it's the real thing. Then I get a phone call from Yishai's secretary in the morning and says, we'll have someone pick you up. We're going to make you a deal for your documents. I get to Yishai's office. And by the way, I would have given them anyways, thinking in those days there were honest politicians in the Knesset. Now I know better, and Yishai is Netanyahu's minister of something. Neither here nor there. I get seated down, and they said, look, Netanyahu knew about the Rabin assassination, and your details, he had those and plenty more. He blackmailed Paris. It was a three-way blackmail. In our televised debate, you lose, and boy, did Paris lose. Two, you don't bring up Yitzhak Rabin ever in this campaign. He didn't. But three, and the big one, the vote rigging. Now, I've got experience from vote riggers who actually destroyed Paris's votes. They actually burned them and replaced them with blank votes. Oh, boy, do I have experience with this. I'm not going to dive into it, but in short, Netanyahu knew all about the Rabin assassination, knew Paris was behind it, and that's how he won the elections in 96. Pure blackmail. And what a situation we have in Israel today. You have got Netanyahu, who used Rabin to get, well, they destroyed about 2% of the votes, and he won by a hair's width. He actually got to be prime minister because he knew that Peres murdered Rabin. And here is the situation today. The blackmailer, Netanyahu, is the prime minister of Israel, and the murderer, the organizer, Shimon Peres, is the president of Israel. Now you want to know why pressure was put on me, and I ended up in the States. These are actual provable facts, and during my research, I have all the names of the people who sat me down and gave me the information. I know what happened, and they're trying to keep this very, very quiet, and they're succeeding. I'm in America, and they're in power.
And unfortunately, this is the way the situation really exists today. But of course, behind the people in power in Israel today are people highly placed in the CFR. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Well, Netanyahu sure is.
And Netanyahu,
actually, Olmert had ties to the CFR.
Former member of the CFR. Go ahead.
And Netanyahu was an actual member in 92, and Olmert was there. He gave a lot of lectures at the CFR. Olmert was also all tied up with them as well. If you want to talk about the source of evil in Israel, I don't think it's necessarily those they put into power. I think they may have started idealistic and honest, but that's not the way it turned it out. The ultimate American source is the Council on Foreign Relations for all its roughness and evil.
We're out of time, Barry. God bless. Thanks so very much. Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, look, Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess I was very famished going in the background of what's really going on over in Israel. Should they just, as the United States, controlled by a group, ties into the CFR, the Building Workers, the Trilateral Commission, in England, of course, it's the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and spanning the ocean. This is the first one in any group of nations, a myriad of secret societies and family. And if you haven't, of course, just seen my talks on, certainly on population control, covert agenda, or my talk on the case for a satanic conspiracy. It'll give you the background of what's really going on in the world today, but nothing is it appears to be. We have a presidential election coming up between Barack Obama on one side and Romney on the other, all controlled by the same people. It's all the shot. The ultimate goal, world government, under the control of a ruling elite, the ruling oligarchy. Certainly, of course, going along with that will be a new financial system. Because it's all built on Christianity, and ultimately installing the Antichrist as the world ruler. Behind everything going on politically are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't, of course, read my book, Brother of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. To hear my talk on the darkness, and the secret in the soul business. Go with that to give you the whole background. And you can just recognize that all these key phrases, which would be apparent to those involved in the cult. And the average person hears and have no idea what they're saying. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a catalog, we list all the books, video, DVDs, etc. CDs, the information that you get from radio listening, you won't get elsewhere. Begin to understand what's really going on and begin to prepare for yourself and your family for the very difficult time. Your job is to help get the information out. Join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us on a regular basis. Donate to Radio Liberty, or if you have something you'd like to advertise with us. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you our programs. I even read our newsletters, watch our DVDs. But mostly we are here in a position to help. We ask you to join the radio family supporters. And if you're not in a position to help, and I know many people are having financial problems, and a lot more are going to lose their jobs and financial problems in the time that lies ahead, because we're going to have a very difficult time as a nation. The whole idea is to destroy the financial structure of the nation and to impoverish our people as we raise living standards throughout the world and destroy living standards. You're in a process known as creative destruction. Creative destruction. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry, regularly, our provision and protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common